This is KCUR. I'm Gina Kaufman.
2015 may be the year of the drink, according to our critics, but drinks, or lack thereof, have figured prominently in Kansas City's history as well. And the history of alcohol consumption figures prominently in our next story. As part of our What Is That series, we were asked to look into a seemingly abandoned building off of I-35 at Southwest Boulevard. It's six stories tall and towers over its neighbors. Our intern Kyle J. Smith decided to sleuth it out.
Answering the question, what is that, turned out to be rather straightforward. The answer is displayed on the side of the building in huge font, imperialbrewery.com. That's a landing page made by Dean Realty, who has owned the building since 2007. I called and scheduled a tour.
All right, just passed signs for Dean Realty Company. I hope that's not where I was supposed to be. Ah, there she is.
I eventually found my way into the parking lot. On the grounds, there are two buildings. The six-story building has lower wings attached on each side, and there's a separate building. It's just a single story. I found the folks from Dean Realty in the parking lot between the two. Sherry Miller is the director of marketing. She handed me a hard hat and told me the building had been abandoned for over 30 years. It was at the mercy of the elements and whoever wanted to check it out.
I sat out here in this parking lot one day and watched a man walk across here, and he went over to the mule barn, the horse stables next door, and knocked on the door, and someone opened it like it was his home.
Sherry said Dean has now secured the building and made it safe for tours. The inside of the main building is covered in grime. You can see charred areas where it caught fire in 2012.
The vandals and the taggers really came in and did a number on the building.
Hardly anything today indicates what this building was, well, besides the sign. The story of this building started over 100 years ago. It opened as Imperial Brewery in 1901. There were many advantages to making beer in Kansas City, including great railroad access.
Kansas City, you'd kind of describe it as the crossroads.
That's H. James Maxwell, author of Hometown Beer, a book on the history of Kansas City breweries. He says Imperial was started by investors from St. Louis and local saloon owners.
They were able to build a brewery and build it with all this new technology, where everybody else had been having to upgrade their facility.
The tall building was originally the brew house.
Brew houses were built that way, and it became the way of doing it, where they would hoist the grain up to the top level and then use gravity in the brewing process. And by the time they got down to the bottom level, it was beer.
According to James, much of what the business needed was located on the grounds.
It had a facility to make and repair barrels. It had a facility to make and repair harnesses, to stable the horses, to keep the wagons functioning. There was a lot more to the business than we think about today. And they tended to be rather self-contained, self-supporting.
Imperial Brewery made two lager-style beers, the Mayflower and the Imperial Seal. In James's book, Hometown Beer, you can see metal serving trays that were made for the brands. They show a family of bears enjoying beer on a picnic. Father Bear is guzzling a beer as a bear cub licks up the beer that is spilt on the forest floor. Another bear cub is approaching the drinkers with their mother, who sticks out her empty glass as if to say, "Beer me." The caption reads, "The whole family likes it." Much of the advertising James shares in the book is from his own collection of Brewery Anna, or collectibles related to breweries. In advertisements, Imperial Brewery was sometimes portrayed bigger than it actually was.
And the psychology of it was, we're so big, we're making so much beer, therefore our beer must be good, and if you don't like it, there's something wrong with you.
By 1905, Imperial Brewery was in financial trouble and was forced into involuntary bankruptcy. That same year, the Ferdheim Brewing Company and the Rochester Brewing Company merged to form Kansas City's Breweries Company. They purchased Imperial Brewery in an auction for $99,500 plus the mortgage on the building.
It was operated as Imperial for a period of time, but ultimately the name was changed to Rochester Brewery Plant B. It was a rather significant organization. It had a combined capacity of 575,000 barrels a day.
As the brewery grew, so did the movement of prohibition across the country. Producing alcohol became illegal in 1919.
It was, of course, a death blow to the brewing industry. The buildings were designed for a specific purpose. A lot of them were sold for cold storage facilities.
In 1919, the Seaboard Milling Company purchased the Imperial Brewery building and turned it into a flour mill, which operated until 1985. The building was then owned by the railroad until Dean Realty took it over in 2007. While the building is mostly empty now, there is a little evidence of what used to be there.
We've covered up openings that may have held a machine and some pulleys, and belts would have either gone up or down through the building.
The building entered the historical registry in 2011. Dave sees a lot of opportunity in it.
Be it residential or maybe like an engineering or architectural studio type atmosphere.
As we continued on the tour, up a new spiral staircase, Sherry told us to go on without her. The heights were getting to her. Soon after, I asked Dave if he wanted to continue to the top.
I'm going to set the next one out, but Jack's going to, he's up for it. And you tell me about the view you see. You'll love the view up there.
From the window on the sixth floor, I could see Southwest Boulevard and I-35 just beginning to fill up with rush hour traffic, and downtown Kansas City was visible to the north. I could see Boulevard Brewery down the road. There was construction going on as the brewery expands into international markets. Today, nearly 20 breweries call Kansas City home. In James's book, Hometown Beer, there's an Imperial Brewery advertisement from 1906 that could be an ad for any Kansas City microbrewery today. It reads, "Patronize and encourage home industry. There is no better beer brewed anywhere. Don't contribute to the $2 million annually sent out of Kansas City for bottled beer." Over the years, Imperial Brewery has been an inspiration for local beer makers. Another Imperial Brewery popped up on Southwest Boulevard in 1933. It was gone by 1938. And there's a new brewery in the crossroads called Brewery Imperial, spelled with an E instead of an I. Owner Keith Thompson used to work at McCoy's, another brewery in town, and says he was inspired by the pre-Prohibition Imperial.
Kansas City is known as a good beer town, so it's a great time to open more breweries and represent Kansas City as a brewing community.
And who knows, maybe someday the Imperial Brewery building will be home to yet another brewery.
Our intern, Kyle J. Smith, brought us that installment of What Is That? Let us know if there's something you've always wondered about in the Kansas City landscape. You can email that tip to centralstandard@kcur.org.